This deep in the transitory mists, there were no stars to relieve the night's gloom, no constellations to make the black sky seem less alien. The vista outside the viewport was an inky fog of light-swallowing gases that never thinned and never lifted, and never failed to leave space gazers feeling a little lost and alone. The Jedi had retreated to the abandoned mining world of Shidu Mod to hide from Jason, and ever since joining them here, Jaina had been wondering whether this dark corner of the galaxy would become their tomb. Like most good refuges, it felt safe and secure, and that was an illusion. The Jedi would never leave Shidu Mod alive, not unless they hunted down and killed Jason before he hunted them down. Jaina knew that in her heart. Several Jedi Masters were gathered around a table behind her, holding an impromptu war council with Luke, Jagged Fell, and her father and mother, the renowned Han and Leia Solo.
"And are we sure Jason sent them?"
Corran Horn was asking.
"The Remnant is still an independent government."
Not wishing to involve herself in the conversation until she was invited, or at least until the time was right, Jaina kept her back to the table and continued to stare out the viewport.
"This might have been the Moff's play," Corran continued.
"Could be," said Han. "Maybe all Fett did was streamline their decision-making process."
Nobody laughed. After a long pause in the conversation, Luke said, "I don't think it matters whose idea it was to enslave the Verpine. If Jason doesn't control the Remnant already, he soon will." There followed another silence, during which no one disagreed. Then Kenth Hamner said,
"Which means he's reaching the tipping point. Once he has full control of the Remnant's fleets, he'll be able to project more power than all his enemies combined."
"We could always accept Admiral Nyathol's offer to assume supreme command of all Coalition forces,"
Kip Duren said, his tone clearly mocking.
"That would give us, what, another dozen hulls?"
"At least," Kenth said. "And all she wants in return is to negate our non-aggression pact with the entire Confederation."
Leia said,
"All the same, I'd suggest the Council phrase its rejection as politely as possible. It's never good to alienate a potential ally."
"Thank you for the reminder, Leia," Kenth said. "I will be careful with my phrasing."
"In the meantime, we'll just have to sign up the Chiss Ascendancy," Kip said. "Then if we can get the corporate sector..."
"Forget the Ascendancy," Jag interrupted. "You won't involve Scylla in this. Even if the 9 ruling families would take sides against the Imperial Remnant, they won't get involved with Jedi problems."
"Still stinging from Tanupe?" Han asked.
"That, and the Jedi habit of telling interstellar governments how to run their sovereign territory," Jag replied. "No offense meant, of course."
"Not much taken,"
Corran assured him.
"At least there's no question about the Coalition situation."
"No question at all," said Leia.
Her voice was dignified and calm, but the Force was smoldering with her frustration.